The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
For Lun, who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday, January the 2nd, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled Post-Jab Demonic Possession Chemical Death Fog. And the time is 1:44 p.m. here in London, England, making it, what, 8:44? 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. Yeah, that's right. 8:44 a.m. on the east coast of America and 5:44 a.m. on the west coast of America. But welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. And I'm pleased to tell you that I will now be doing an I'm Talking to You show every day, apart from Sundays, on which I will broadcast the traditional Christian message, and Tuesdays, on which I will broadcast the Dr. Peter Hammond show, unless he's unavailable, in which case I will record an I'm Talking to You show in Peter's place, which I will be doing for the next three Tuesdays, because Peter has got his Great Commission course that we talked about on Tuesday's show. And he will be returning on Tuesday, January the 28th. What I have learnt from listening to thousands of hours of shows over the years is that having to fill a particular slot, as I had to do for an hour on The Limey Show, which ended with its 200th episode on Sunday, is that even if you are short of material, you still have to fill the hour, and as a result may have to resort to blabber. I always hated that, which is why the daily I'm Talking to You show will only last as long as everything I have to report from the mainstream media and the independent media is done, after which I will conclude the show with the daily before it's news.com top 10. Okay, so let's get going. There's not a lot of things to download. Have you found that at the moment? A lot of people are taking a break this time of year. So, struggling, the old hands like Jeff Rentz, who never seems to miss a show, even put out a pre-recorded one on Christmas Day. I did a Christmas Day one, but yep, that was pre-recorded too. The content I've got today, which I've already listened to, which is rare for this show because I generally record this show first thing, but basically... I think I mentioned yesterday, the Thursday show is generally going to be recorded later because I was still working... doing stuff with my mum's stuff a couple of hours ago, basically. So I kind of finished that. I thought, better grab my lunch. I was hungry, and then let's go and do this. So, yeah, the Thursday show, I am finishing off work over there because I stay overnight. So that's generally going to be later, whereas the other shows I would expect to record first thing my time. So for they should be pretty early in the morning for wherever you are around the world, apart from places like Australia that seem to celebrate the new year like a day before us, you know what I mean? I was reading articles sort of midday on New Year's Eve about how they'd seen in the new year and stuff like that, so there you go. And then I think that there's other countries that are about 12, 15 hours after. But I digress, as I generally do. Going back to the shows I've downloaded, there's only a couple, listen to them both. The first one was... the Jeff Rentz show from yesterday, in particular the second hour, with Erica Khan, entitled Bird Flu Update, Post-Jab Claims of Demonic Possession, DNA Plasmids Catastrophe. And then another interesting thing they said on that show was something to do with the cigarette smokers' inhalation of carbon monoxide has actually left them more protected against things like colds, respiratory illnesses, stuff like that, you know. And I know from the amount of times that I've given up smoking, giving up smoking's easy, I've done it loads of times. Basically, generally after a few days, you get really ill. Well, I certainly did, and I've spoken to other people and they have as well. And it's always cough, cold, that sort of thing, as your body changes from not having that kind of barrier, without wishing to sound disgusting, some sort of phlegm or whatever type of thing that builds up, presumably that mucus of some sort that builds up to protect, kind of catch anything going towards the lungs, I guess. That would be certainly my experience of getting ill each time. And it reminded me of something my late great friend Dr. Lorraine Day used to say to me, because I asked her about smoking. And she said, one thing I can never understand, she said, is these people in charge, they do everything they can to harm us, yet they want to stop people smoking. And she said, smoking is one of the biggest killers. So what is it about smoking? She said, you just can't work it out because it completely contravenes all their other behaviours. So it was interesting to see Erica and Jeff, or hear them rather, talking about this for a interesting hour. And then the other show was from Dustin Neem. I'm sorry, that Jeff and Erica show, Rents.com, that will be available on the columnist section. I believe it's on the right for Erica Khan, but you can scroll down. It's near the top, so it'll be right or left. And all of her shows are made available free. They're not behind the paywall, so go and download that. And then the other one was a 9-minute show from the Dustin Nemos Brightian channel. I now use the Brightian channel because you can download the shows as MP3s. You don't have to mess about converting them. It's entitled Silent War, episode 6401, Alert Chemical Death Fog Moving In, Plandemic Follows Fog Flu Bird Flu. So for any of you with a good memory, you will realise that I took an element of the Jeff Rents and Erica Khan show title and an element of the Dustin Nemos show title, fused them together to give myself today's show title, Post-Jab Demonic Possession Chemical Death Fog. And I've told you about, let me tell you a little bit about, it's kind of what it says. They read out claims of different people on the Jeff Rents show saying that they literally felt after the jab that there was some sort of demonic possession. They felt like there was someone living inside them. And I've been following their shows for a long while. I've not heard this before, so it was interesting new information. And then Dustin talked about this chemical death fog. And apparently it's been going on in the UK. It's the first I've heard of it today, but I was speaking to somebody completely in the building where I live, who, you know, I've talked about conspiracies and I'll tell him certain things. It's, oh, wow, that's amazing and that. I start telling him about this chemical death fog. He'd already heard about it. He said, oh, yeah, it's all over TikTok. And he's younger than me. So he's one of these guys obviously going on TikTok and they're getting more up to speed on this information than someone who's been looking at this media for, you know, all of this century and the last century, so over 25 years now. So I was actually pleased to hear that I only found out about it this morning and he'd heard about it before. So there you go. And the only drawback from Dustin's show is he said he had to hurry to get it out because he wanted to get the information out, but somewhere in the middle, about 4 minutes in, it starts playing something in the background and it's almost like it's a segment that hasn't come out, but it's only a 9-minute show anyway, but I just forwarded that bit on and there was something between the two clips he played, like a break that shouldn't be there because nothing was going on apart from background noise. But he played a video of people all around the world, including someone in the UK talking about this chemical death fog. And a lot of people are ill. As you know, I was ill recently. You just only need to hear me on the Limeys show and the show with Peter as well on Tuesday to hear that my voice was not right. I'm at that stage of a cold cough now where my lungs are gradually clearing out, and so when I blow my nose as well, that's gradually clearing out that tail end, which is unpleasant to really talk about. You know what I'm talking about, the sort of things your body produces, shall we say, and we'll leave it there. But also when you're actually getting rid of it, you get a tremendous sense of, you know, satisfaction that I'm coming out the other side. So that's where I am. But this guy in the building, he'd been ill, and so many people he knows has been ill as well, and he's talking about this stuff going on and different things as well. So yeah, interesting things happening in the world. And it was funny because for those of you who listened to yesterday's show, It's Deagle Time, I mentioned how the idea of the Deagle population projections for 2025, the difference between that and a predicted event is every event someone predicts always in order to, whether they've believe it or they've just made it up for clickbait, the end result is always going to be a big sort of die-off. Otherwise, they're not going to generate the oxygen that they need to get the clicks that they need, etc., etc., etc. And that's why the Deagle projections have always been, I think, high up there, because any event that is promoted, as Henry Kissinger would say, whether real or promulgated, you can always point to the Deagle figures. And I gave examples yesterday of, I thought Planet X was going to lead us to Deagle population reduction. Then when we were told about these lockdowns because of this deadly COVID, I thought it was that. And then when that didn't seem to be doing what they said it would, we had all these reports of injuries from the vaccine, so I thought it could be that. And then we had the best part of a year last year of, you know, potentially World War III with Russia, and that hasn't gone anywhere. And then I woke up this morning hearing about this chemical death fog, and it's like, oh, that's another one that could lead to the Deagle population reductions for 2025. So even in the space of one day, I found something else that could take us to those figures. So I think that's really why those figures have stood up for so long, and obviously I hope that they don't occur in real life, but I will certainly be, it makes one think, put it that way. And the guy I was speaking to earlier, I talked to about this, and he said he'd heard something about it, but he just, you know, I think he probably heard people talking in comments. He was sort of vaguely knew about population reduction, and he started saying to me, he says, yeah, I've heard they just want to get rid of loads of people because they believe there's too many people on the planet and all this sort of thing. So yeah, different things are getting out there. So well done to all of you who spread the word. And something else I just thought, Dustin Nemos regularly says that he will go on anybody's show. And he reminds me, after listening to the Kim Newman and Stephen Jones audio commentary of Halloween 2 that I played a little segment of on the I'm Talking To You show for Saturday, just gone. The actor Donald Pleasance was known for never turning anything down. It wasn't greed, it was just a policy. You know, if you wanted him in and he was available, obviously he'd have to be available, then he'll do it. And consequently, he pops up in all sorts of things. And they were saying that you actually look at his filmography and there are, you know, some years he does like 10 films in a year because he just does a, you know, short little cameo parts, different things like that, because he would take anything. And I remember seeing I bought it secondhand and I ended up getting rid of it. It wasn't very good. It was called Marple. It was the Agatha Christie female detective Miss Marple, you know, nowhere near as entertaining as Poirot, but don't let me digress again. There was an episode, it was the original series the BBC did, I think in the late 80s, and Donald Pleasance was in an episode of it. And I thought, what's he doing in a BBC drama? You know, surely, you know, he was a big film actor at that point. But again, he would do anything. So for me, Dustin Nemos is the Donald Pleasance of the alternative or independent media, but I hope he doesn't let himself get taken advantage of by certain unscrupulous people that we know populate that medium. Okay, so what have we got next on the list? Okay, yeah, so some mainstream media websites. Right, what I've done here is I'm going to start off with news wires or news agencies. Now, there are three that are identified: Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, which I thought was just a news site, but it's actually a news agency or a news wire. Now, I apologise if any of you know this, but I will say this only once in case you do. I just want people who don't know to be up to speed. Now, what news wires that they're originally called news wires, and it was just Associated Press and Reuters, and my research in my book, The Synagogue of Satan, the original version, and of course it's in all subsequent editions, things were added but nothing was removed. The Rothschild family had acquired these news agencies over 100 years ago, I believe. I'm going off memory. I think they had one of them and then acquired the other. But the idea of news agencies, news wires, is all the newspapers go to them to get their content. And so consequently, if you read something on Associated Press or Reuters, and then you read it in another publication, like, say, I don't know, a Daily Mail or something like that, they might not change much in it. And as a result, they might, you know, you might think, yeah, it's the same article. It probably is, but they probably tinker with bits and pieces here and there. But that's what I'm always going to start off with. Excuse me, drink of water there. The news wires or the news agencies. The Bloomberg one I didn't stay with because I was going to use that too. But I wanted to use the USA version. And when I went to go onto it, it just immediately defaulted to the UK and said I don't have access to the USA. And I'm like, well, can't be bothered with that. Associated Press and Reuters should be enough. So we'll start off with them, see what's going on over there. So Associated Press first, they're talking about the New Orleans attack. The death toll now appears to be up to 15, supposed to be Islamic State. Well, those of you who follow the alternative media will know the backers of Islamic State. We've got other articles here. Giuliani fights to save his Yankees World Series rings from $148 million defamation verdict. So something has gone against him there. Sounds like he was claiming someone defamed him or someone claimed they defamed them. It does remind me of the David Irving trial with Deborah Lipstadt. What a lot of people don't know is that what David Irving actually was doing was taking her to court for calling him anti-Semitic. And surprise, surprise, he lost. And he lost a lot as a result. But you have to ask yourself, why did he even bother doing that in the first place? I thought that guy was intelligent. Didn't he see the way that the wind would blow? But anyway, people do odd things, don't they? Okay, so let's move on to Reuters.com. I'm not going to spend too long on these today. We will go into them deeper in the future, but the idea of this show is to be a short show. I'm just giving this show as a kind of insight into how we're going to do subsequent shows. Again, Reuters, very similar. We know that the New Orleans truck attacker served in the US Army. Then you've got the Tesla Cybertruck exploding outside Trump Las Vegas hotel, killing driver. And it's interesting because it actually still says FBI was investigating whether the blast was an act of terrorism. Well, one has to wonder if the vehicle that exploded wasn't a Tesla or a battery-operated electric vehicle, would they still be investigating it whether it was terrorism? Because these things go up in flames a hell of a lot more than the mainstream media led on, because it's part of some great big plan to get us all into vehicles that they can turn off at the flick of a switch, as we know. So, yeah, it's interesting when something like this happens. It's a kind of inconvenient event for these people to not be able to know if it's terrorism or not, because these vehicles are basically death traps. But they'd much rather us in a death trap that they can control than something safe that they can't. Okay, so the other mainstream news sources I'm going to be looking at every day on I'm Talking to You show is the BBC, the Daily Mail, which I used for the Limey show. And then for America, I've identified CNN, Fox News, and then going back to the UK, I've got Sky News, and then an interesting one I found called Oddity Central, which I thought would bridge the gap between the mainstream news coverage and the independent news. So you can have a look at those sites yourself today. There's not a great deal going on, being the 2nd of January, but the top story on Oddity Central is disgraced official sabotage son's relationship so he could marry his girlfriend. And this is a former chairman of the Bank of China, who convinced his son to break up with his fiancée just so he could marry her instead. So that is the top story at oddity central.com. feel free to go over there and have a look at that if you feel so inclined. One thing I will get into is, while I was eating my lunch, I was going through the Daily Mail top to bottom, and I found this story which reminded me of my drive home, because I was driving home and I saw a billboard, or an advertising board, advertising a brand new BBC television series called The Traitors. And I thought, I saw this was some sort of game show type of thing. Excuse me, a little drink of water again. And I just rolled my eyes, you know. This is where we are. This isn't a BBC game show. This is something they've been building up to, the people in power, the people that Jesus Christ warned us about for years and years. And this is just another sticking it to you of, you win a show by, well, I'll give you the words of the reviewer in this Daily Mail article, because the Daily Mail article is entitled, "Why The Traitors Is Now The Most Compelling Reality Show On Television." Okay, so here's a little clip from the article. Television's nastiest, most deceitful game show. So it's a game to be nasty and deceitful. Television's nastiest, most deceitful game show is back, and it's more addictive than ever. The Traitors is turning us into a nation that celebrates deception, where the most shamelessly treacherous liar is the winner. But at least we're honest about it. Backstabbing has become cool. I mean, these people aren't even joking here. You know, it's amazing to me what our world has descended into just by letting the people that Jesus Christ warned us about get control of it. And of course, never forget, in the book of Revelation, which is where I believe we are, we have this large group called the Synagogue of Satan that go on to, what was it, deceive the whole world. And then this is the nastiest, most deceitful game show, which is more addictive than ever. Where does that tell you that we are in the timeline with regard to things like the book of Revelation? Okay, so let's go over to the independent news. And I'm just going to check my little list here. There's something else I'm going to do as well, but not today, as we're short on time. Not sure if it'll work or not. But one thing I want to throw out here to you as well is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock at hotmail.com. is my email address. That's Andrew Carrington Hitchcock at hotmail.com. If you look at any websites on a daily basis in the mainstream or the alternative independent media that you really think that I should be covering, send them over and I'll have a look at them. And what I start off with on this show isn't necessarily something that I'm going to keep. You know, obviously I'm not a big fan of something like CNN, but if they might be doing us a favour by offering us very woke content to see what they really are, you know, how overt they are in what they're really all about, that type of thing. That's the sort of thing I'm really looking for, rather than, you know, taking any of their analysis as serious. It's more, you know, what are these guys really, you know, plotting now type of, that's my use for CNN, shall we say. But the independent media websites that I've got, are Zero Hedge, which we'll just click on quickly because you can go. The thing about Zero Hedge is it's a race between looking at as many headlines as you can before the pop-ups start. So again, it's the Cybertruck blast at the top, blast even at the top, and then key moments from the 118th Congress. That must be a riveting read. Finland imposes travel ban on crew of cable cutting tanker prepares to inspect. And then a few financial articles beneath that. And then after that, here's a blast from the past. Well, I've got all the websites I used to cover on the Saturday I'm Talking to You show, and that is rt.com, rents.com, halturnerradioshow.com, earthnewspaper.com, censored.news, and we will continue to close out with the Before It's News Top 10. But the other website I've added in here, it's one of the first websites I ever looked at when I was looking at davidicke.com and, can any of you guess it? Old school conspiracy website that I didn't think would be around, and that is rumormillnews.com. And it's spelt the American way, rumour, R-U-M-O-R, rumormillnews.com. This has been around for donkey's years. One of the first websites I ever looked at, you know, in the latter part of the last century. So let's see what's going on here. They have breaking stories at the top. China in crisis as viral outbreak overwhelms hospitals and crematoriums. Pandemic part two, question mark. And then we've got best Cybertruck ad ever. Remember when Trump said this? And then the sort of things that make you wonder if you really should be on this website at all. The final wake-up call. Plea Day's Supreme Council message by Peter B. Mayer. And I remember one of the shows I didn't listen to last week that was a segment I had on this Saturday show. There was something about this plebeian council that, you know, it's just an absolute load of hogwash that you find on beforeitsnews.com. So I'm not going to go anywhere else today. I know Amanda's frantically trying to get through on the phone that I've unplugged, so it doesn't interfere with the show, but I thought I'd finish it by then. Good job that I took the precaution that I did, so we were not disturbed. But we will finish the show off with the beforeitsnews.com top 10. And for those of you who've not heard the Saturday show, what happens on beforeitsnews.com is their articles go up and down their front page based upon the amount of people clicking on them, which is why whenever I do the top 10, I don't just date stamp it, but I time stamp it. And it's just become 2:11 p.m. here in the UK this Thursday, January the 2nd, 2025. And here is the Before It's News top 10 as of that time. But something I was going to mention, which, well, I'm not going to mention it now because it disappeared, but I'm sure it'll pop up. It's been there for days. I thought I'll mention it on this show, and it was there this morning, and it's gone just in time for me to be able to refer to it. Okay, so here's number 10. Went up 19 hours ago, 152 people viewing. Pascal Najardi spills the beans about CIC Trump. I think that's Commander-in-Chief. The world must know. So is that going to be a positive on Trump or a negative? Number 9, went up 11 hours ago, 156 people viewing. WTPN situation update, 1125. Trump's warning, prepare for the EBS global shutdown incoming. Number 8, went up 7 hours ago, 183 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford, special forces needed to end fake Trump show at Mar-a-Lago. And there's the Before It's News pop-up that I just closed that wants me to subscribe. Next, number 7, went up a day ago, 194 people viewing. Wano Savin, we are approaching the 10 days of darkness, buckle up. Number 6, went up 11 hours ago, 236 people viewing. And we know, 1-1-2025, Trump back 2025, it's here. Great Awakening will not fall on deaf ears. Number 5 went up 7 hours ago, 263 people viewing. Cliff High, explosive information that changes everything. Number 4 went up 4 hours ago, 266 people viewing. Chemtrails pilot reveals plot to blanket world in death fog to kill billions in 2025. So there's some further reading for you. If you were interested in the title of this show, and the image that I was talking about is here. It's number 3. And this went up 7 hours ago. It's got 407 people viewing it. Judy Byington, unredacted. Over 200,000 military troops mobilised for 10 days of truth, global arrests. And I'm going to read the rest of the headline. Deep state exposure and global currency resets wealth transfer. Special Intel Report 1225. Now, to get the whole headline, I had to open the article, which I rarely do. But the reason that I've opened it is Judy Byington. I don't know if this is her or someone who's made this image for whenever they post one of her shows. She has this image of Trump running towards us with a couple of babies, a boy and a girl in each arm, like he's rescuing them. And whenever I see it, I'm reminded of the John Landis movie where he was filming a stunt like that, and he kept telling the pilots to go lower and lower, and in the end he was warned not to. Court case ensued. Why did a court case ensue? Because the pilot went too low and killed the actor and the two kids. And when I see this image, it just reminds me of that. But Trump is also the pilot doing the decapitating. So if you're able to kind of get the vibe I'm giving you there, then you'll know what I mean if you feel inclined to look at this absolutely embarrassingly ridiculous image from beforeitsnews.com that I've been seeing on the front page of their show in a far larger format, front page of their website rather, for several days now. It really helps the old gag trigger in your throat go, especially after you've been ill for a while. Number 2, this is something else that's been number 1 for a few days. Went up 4 days ago. It was number 1 this morning, actually. 498 people viewing. And I'm going to open this one too. Dr. Jack Cruise tells all about everything. Now, this is another guy I've never heard of until earlier in the year when he put out some really long presentation that people were encouraging people to watch, shall we say, that just never appealed to me, because I'm not just going to turn around and give 4 hours of my life to someone I've never even heard of, has come on the scene, has got all this promotion. And what this person's done, though, is it looks like this is the same thing that was going around then, because they've time-stamped segments to tell you what they're about. And the last timestamp is at the 4 hour, 7 minute mark. So unless he's done another 4 hour presentation, this looks like it is it. But an interesting one on the 2 hour, 28 minute mark is entitled Saving Rick Rubin's Life. So presumably Dr. Jack Cruise is a wonderful human being. So let's finish off with number 1. In the Before It's News top 10 that wasn't number 1 this morning, which proves my point that it can change throughout the day. And this went up 7 hours ago. It's got 717 people viewing it. Mike King, Major Trump Q Intel, the New Year surprise that will change the game. And could that also lead to the Deagle figures once again? We will just have to see, won't we? Okay, so let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me on this first Thursday I'm Talking to You show, episode 153, Thursday, January the 2nd, 2025, post-jab, demonic possession, chemical death fog. I'll be back with you all earlier tomorrow. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and bye for now.